I will start with Fish. The Fish case, otherwise known as Yates versus United States. The question the court will consider in this case is whether Mr. Yates, a fisherman, was deprived of fair notice that the destruction of a couple of grouper would fall within a federal statute's prohibition, which makes it a crime for anyone to knowingly alter, destroy, mutilate, conceal, cover up, falsify, or make a false entry in any record, document, or tangible object, obviously such as a fish, with the intent to impede or obstruct an investigation. For context, this provision is part of what's known as the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, and it's commonly referred to as an anti-shredding provision. But in this case, the government was really creative. No offense. Don's going to have to defend this or his office.
I think Don's argument is
you're finished.
Don's argument is going to be that it is an offense.
The government was very creative and used the statute to prosecute a fisherman for allegedly tossing three undersized grouper back into the Gulf of Mexico. You cannot make this stuff up. Court is hearing this case. Yates, the fisherman, says that the term tangible object is ambiguous and undefined in the statute, and that unlike nouns accompanying the other nouns accompanying tangible object, it possesses no record-keeping, documentary, or informational content or purpose. So goes the argument. He had no fair notice that his conduct of throwing back the undersized grouper was prohibited, and so that would be a violation of the Due Process Clause to convict him.